The fabulous Robert Knott is here for the fifth weekday of the Fall Fun Drive. He is a writer for the Santa Fe New Mexican, covers the education and the arts, writes occasionally still for the Pasatiempo. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you.
I'm very embarrassed about what just happened between us.
Oh, what had just happened between us?
Well, you reached your hand over, and I thought you wanted me to kiss your hand, but then I ended up kissing my own hand, and I thought it was nice, and I got all excited. But it was me kissing my own, and I shouldn't have said nothing.
Yeah, I agree with that last statement. So today is the KSFR Fun Drive, and we're doing something completely different, and that is we are asking you to go to radiocafe.org. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, find yourself a computer that has internet connection or your cell phone. If you're driving, just stop wherever you are and go to ksfr.org.
Wait a minute. I know you're going to go on with this, and I promise I'll let you go. If some guy just robbed a bank, he's not going to pull over to do this right now. He's on the run. I mean, why would he?
If he's robbing a bank, he should go to the Santa Fe Baking Company and put one of those bundles of money.
No, that backfired on me. All right, so if we go to the website, what happens then?
So you go to the website, and you'll see a picture of yours truly holding a red cup of coffee. And then below it, it says, click here for photos of puppy. So ladies and gentlemen, here's what the fundraiser is about today. I went to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter 2 weeks ago.
And you got a brand new red coffee cup.
And I got a puppy. And the puppy is the cutest thing I've ever seen. It's not just because she's my puppy. She really is this crazy. She's a mutt. Her mother is a pit bull mix, but she looks like a husky Pomeranian or something. I mean, she's a very odd, cute-looking dog. And so the fundraiser for today is called Name the Puppy. Because I cannot think of a name for this dog. She's so adorable, but all I can do is call her Puppy. She started answering to Puppy, and I need to actually give her a name. So, here's the deal. You call in with a contribution of any size to KSFR at 428-1393, and you then have the great privilege of suggesting a name for Puppy, and the best name wins.
And I promise I won't pee on the couch.
Robert, you get to suggest a name.
Now, wait a minute. You're calling on, you know, several thousand listeners to help you with a name? It's that difficult?
Yes.
I mean, what kind of, do you think your parents went through this with your name? They didn't go on the air and say, look, we can't figure out what to call this girl, did they?
No. And all my other dogs, it's been easy to name them.
How did you come to the names of the other dogs? Think that way, and then logically you'll come up with a name, and you and I can go out and have a cafe.
Okay. So when, no, because we want people to call 428-1393.
Well, you can still tell the story of how you got the other names. That's
okay.
Not that hard.
So go look at the picture. It's just simply radiocafe.org. It's very simple because this is the Radio Cafe.
Ruby-doo.
It's also santafe.radiocafe.org. Both work, and both take you to pictures of this dog that I call Puppy. So, and when you do that, I would like to say you are supporting public radio, which is kind of the point of what we're doing today, because supporting public radio and supporting this show, as you know, Robert Knott, and as our listeners know, we do a lot of serious shows. We do some kind of interesting shows. We do some fun shows. We do local theater. And then there's animals.
I know all of this stuff. And the occasional times when you have fun, I get called. Because I have my own little factory of fun.
You do have your factory of fun. Part of the fun is having you on the air, Robert.
Well, I'm kind of like a chimp, I've been told.
Anyway, the point is, if you support the Radio Cafe, if you like what you hear on the Radio Cafe, then whether or not you have a good puppy name, but I hope you have a good puppy name, please give a call to 428-1393 and make a contribution. And we'll be reading the puppy names aloud on the air as they come in.
You're kidding. I've got five or six off the top of my head.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Lassie.
Lassie.
Rin Tin Tin. Scooby-Doo, maybe? Augie Doggy? Deputy Dog.
It's a girl dog.
Aggie Daggy?
My mother's name is Aggie.
Oh, sorry. Clymenestria?
Yeah. Clymenestria?
Yeah, one of those Greek characters.
Do you mean Clytemnestra?
It's one of those guys. I can't remember.
428-1393, name the puppy, radiocafe.org, which is the website where you can see the puppy. But, okay, so here's how I got the names of my dog. My okay, when I was a little girl and I was 6 years old, on my sixth birthday,
that
my
was
parents,
about 12 years ago, right?
Yeah. My parents brought home a puppy, and it was a golden retriever, and it was the color of taffy, so we named her Taffy.
You didn't go on a website and check out KSFR and all that stuff?
There were no websites, Robert.
Oh, I see. See, this is how technology makes our lives extremely silly. We have to go online to find a name for the puppy. Okay, that was easy. Name the next one.
So then I didn't have. Then I went to college, and then I lived in apartments where I couldn't have a puppy, and then I moved out here, and I lived in another apartment where I couldn't have a dog. And I finally moved into a house with a yard, and immediately the dog who lived next door.
You sure you're telling the story right?
The dog who lived next door, she was one of four dogs in the house next door. And
so you called her one of four?
Well, what happened was the three other dogs were these gigantic chow mixes named Princess, Midnight, and Woofer.
Okay.
And they all loved to live outside, and all the dogs ate out of one bowl, and they were all happy. But the fourth dog was a tiny little Jack Russell Terrier with short hair named Honey, who couldn't compete with the other dogs for food, and she was cold all the time because they left the dogs outside in the winter. And so she would come over to my house because I left my gate open, and she would just come over, and she just moved in.
This sounds like a case of dog napping to me that you're trying to cover up. Your gate happened to be open. The dog happened to like you.
She did. But her name was already Honey.
Okay, so that was taken care of.
Right. And so then they moved to Oklahoma, and I got to keep Honey. And
does she have an Oklahoma accent?
You tell me. Riff!
No.
No. Okay, first name has come in. Oreo.
Oreo?
Now, that's good, because the dog is black and white. Oh, there's another name that came in. Pancakes.
Pancakes or pancakes?
Pancakes.
Like the stuff you eat in the morning?
The stuff you eat in the morning. And another name came in, Pickles.
Oh my gosh, I don't even have to do anything during the show. I'll just let you talk to the computer all day.
Oh, pancake.
There's a Wall Street Journal here. I gotta look at my stocks.
It's pancake, not pancakes. Oreo, pancake, and pickles.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's say, for the sake of argument, just to stir things up here, those are the only three you get by 9 o'clock. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you going to pick one of those three?
Maybe.
I see. You always double-cross me. Whenever I try to get you in a pickle, you always pull something on me and distract me with pancakes.
428-1393. Suggest a name for the puppy and make a contribution to KSFR.org. It's
okay, seriously, I ask you this every time I come on. I got $5. That's all I got to give. Is that all right?
Yep.
All right. You'll take any donation?
Yep.
Okay. Do you think small donations make up the brunt of your donations?
I think it's like everything, it's a combination of things, and without the small donations, we don't make it, and without the large donations, we don't make it. Everybody has a role to play. Every contribution truly makes a difference.
Now, how do I know somebody doesn't come up here in a radio cafe where we're sitting nicely, having a lovely chat, not being disrupted with no hijinks? They give you $20 in cash, and how do I know your mind's not immediately thinking of buying dog food for Oreo, pancake, or pickles?
Well, I do buy dog food.
I see. The truth comes out.
But not with the contributions to KSFR.
All right.
Except to the extent that they are translated into my little paycheck.
Oh, I see. Well, that's nice. Now, where do you buy your dog food?
I've actually started buying my dog food at Marty's Meals.
Really?
Because I had Sandra Bosbin on the air, and she started a dog food company, which is a stone's throw from the baking company called Marty's Meals. It's on the, you know, that place where you can get your shoes and boots repaired over on Cordova Road? On the back of that building, on the other side of that building, there is a little dog food company called Marty's Meals, and they have very, very high-quality dog food. It's really people-grade dog food. It's organic, and it's got all this stuff in it. And so I thought I would try it, and my dogs really, 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 really like it, so I started buying my food there.
I don't do that at all. That's so interesting how we get our food. Mine's entirely different. My next-door neighbor has a beautiful St. Bernard. I throw the stick, it chases it. I send my dog over to St. Bernard's bowl, he eats, we run back in the house. The neighbor keeps saying, "You're so nice to play with my dog."
428-1393. Now go to radiocafe.org, look at the picture of puppy, and you can click on the picture, or on where it says click here to see more pictures of puppy, and there's four pictures of the dog. And we just got another call, and the name suggested, because the dog does look remarkably like a panda bear. And so the name that came in was Pandela.
Now that's, see, that's original.
That's a great name. That's now, a combination of Nelson Mandela and panda.
Now let's assume 10% of your listeners don't have internet access right now. What can they do? Can you give them a description of the dog at least?
Yes. The dog weighs 5 pounds and it looks like a 5-pound panda bear.
That's the description.
Yes. It's fuzzy.
What did you weigh the dog already?
It has, yeah, because I got it from the animal shelter, and then I went back to get it to get shots, and they weighed it.
Are you sure you don't go to see your doctor? She says, gee, you're 5 pounds overweight, and you put the dog down and say, now I'm regular? Doggy's been in your arms? Maybe not.
Yeah, that's it. 428-1393, radiocafe.org. Check out a picture of the little panda. Now, Pandela, we have so far Oreo pancake pickles and...
There's a lot of middle alphabet Pandela stuff here. That's very unusual.
Well, because I've been calling the dog Puppy, and that starts with P.
So now we got 4 P's and 1 O.
Uh-huh. P-O.
It's better than P-U, especially with a puppy.
Well, that's true. There is some of that in the house.
Because she's a puppy.
Okay, so here's how my second dog got its name. My dog Honey, who had belonged to the neighbors, had gotten fat and depressed.
I see.
She was like, she'd had puppies. She was spayed after that, but she'd had puppies with this kind of weird shepherd mix who lived down the street.
And girls always go for those bad boys.
And that was like...
I'm a nice guy.
You are a nice guy. You're not like that weird shepherd mix down the street at all.
Oh, I'm going to get even with you by 9 o'clock. All right, so what happened? So Honey decided she wanted to change her name because she was depressed?
No, she was depressed and she got fat and she was always going... She was always sneaking out and digging holes under the fence.
I do that every night.
And she would come home. She'd come home with 2 entire uneaten McDonald's Happy Meals.
I bring 2 home and I eat them every night.
She came home with pizza.
Uh-huh, I've done that.
She came home with barbecued pork.
I don't understand this problem here.
And I took it away from her. I said, honey, you can't go over to people's houses and steal their barbecued pork. And she sort of cowered and looked unhappy. And then she snuck out again under the fence and came home with another piece of barbecued pork.
It never occurred to you to, again, you know, fill in the hole or put up a...
Oh, I filled in the holes all the time, and she dug new ones. I finally had to get somebody to come over and pound rebar into the ground, like, every 4 inches around the place where she was able to dig. And so what happened? Okay, oh, we've got some new names. Autumn, Lulu, and Panda.
These are nice. So you have
These
7
are great
or 8
names.
So far.
We've got a lot of names.
Can you put them in alphabetical order on your computer as we go over them?
I could, but I choose not to.
Have you ever heard of a Shaggy Dog story since we're talking about dogs?
Yes.
I feel like I'm hearing one. You're still halfway through the story of how the second dog kind of got her name, but she already got her name.
No.
We find out she's a thief, and you just go on chatting away.
No, I haven't even. The second dog hasn't even been born yet by the time I'm telling you this.
Don't be ridiculous. You had the first dog who was Marmalade, and then there was Honey.
No, there was Taffy. Okay, but that was back in the olden days before the internet.
All right, so there was Taffy, then there was Honey.
Yeah, there was Taffy, and there was Honey. And Honey got fat because she was eating outside the house. And I swear to God, Jack Russell Terriers are so smart. I think she was using my credit cards. I think she was actually ordering pizza.
That was me. Keep going.
428-1393. You can go to radiocafe.org and look at a picture of the puppy, or multiple pictures of the puppy, and call, and with a contribution of any size, you can suggest a name for the puppy. And I will pick one of the names that is suggested. Okay, so the dog was all unhappy.
What? You're still telling that story?
Yes, and so I thought... I have a dog named Honey. She came with her name. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find a white dog somewhere and name it Milk so that I can say I live in the land of milk and honey.
This story is getting more and more preposterous. Your other dog became Milk. I know Milk.
Yeah, but she hadn't been born. Milk hadn't been born yet.
How did you find her then?
No, it's...
What are you, telekinetic?
It's a boy dog. Milk.
See, then you got a sex change dog. I'm fine. You must have gone up to Trinidad.
Robert, I'm telling a fascinating story. So I put out the word to my friends that I wanted a white dog named Milk. And I have a wonderful friend who's husband's mother is a great Jack Russell breeder, and they had a Jack Russell that had a litter, and one of them came out all white. And she called me when the dogs were born, and she said, "Hey, one of our dogs came out all white. We're naming it Milk and giving it to you."
This story is beyond ambivalent. First of all, you're trying to get people to give you a name for a dog you have. In the olden days, you got a name for a dog you didn't have.
428-1393 is the number for the KSFR Name My Puppy Fun Drive.
I believe there's one more dog and one more name story to give me.
Okay, so there is. So then Milk came into the house as a four-month-old neutered male puppy, the sweetest little... Actually, he wasn't sweet. He was a terror, which is why we called him a terrierist. And Milk and Honey played like crazy. by that time, I'd closed up all the holes in the fence and made it very difficult for Honey to dig out. Plus, once Milk came into the house, she felt that it was her territory and she had to guard it so that Milk didn't take over. So she never got out of the yard again.
Yeah, she filled in the holes herself.
Yeah, that was it. Milk did get out a few times over the years. Milk is still with us. He's 10 years old, and he's a beautiful dog. He's a wonderful dog. So we have another name, Pandiana. So there's a panda theme here.
Yeah, there's a practical pandemic of panda names.
It's pandemonium.
Yeah, she kind of looks like a panda.
She does look like a panda.
I'm going to go crazy with some of these names and the names of the dogs. So can I thank a few humans right now?
Yes.
And some dogs, by the way.
Okay.
Janet Marshall and Mark Parker.
Thank you.
Robbie Lambert.
Thank you, thank you.
David and Jane Anderson.
Yay.
Cy Husbosky, whose dogs gave us the name Lulu, and these dogs are Lily, Cookie, Bailey, and Angel.
Oh my goodness, what a great pack of dogs.
And then there's a thank you to Leslie and Anonymous.
Thank you, Leslie and Anonymous. So far, we're working with Oreo, Pancake, Pickles, Pandella, Autumn, Lulu, Panda, and Pandiana.
I still maintain you should put them in alphabetical order, because then we're going to understand the P's better.
Yes, they're hard to understand right now. I get what you're saying. Okay, so I will put them in alphabetical order, but I'm going to have to let you talk for a moment. Okay, so wait a minute. Let me tell you. So then...
Okay, let me talk for a minute. I didn't even have to show up today. I got to phone this in. Go ahead. Let's hear about the other dog.
No. Then Milk showed up, and Milk and Honey played together. I put them on a diet. I put them both on, like, I measured their food so that they had the same amount of food every day. And Honey lost 10 pounds. She'd weighed 27 pounds, and she went down to 17 pounds, which is, 27 pounds is huge for a Jack Russell Terrier. She looked like a bowling ball with four little legs and a head.
You used to bring her down to Silver Lanes, didn't you?
I didn't, because I thought that would be humiliating for her. Anyway, she lost weight. She became a regular puppy, regular dog, and Milk and Honey played like crazy, and they were very happy.
You keep backing up with the story. I feel like I'm watching, some Shakespeare play, and you keep going back to Act 1. We heard about them playing. We heard about them filling in the holes. We heard about the weight thing. So now you have two dogs. You're happy. There's Milk and there's Honey. And we have long, beautiful memories of Taffy.
And we have long, beautiful memories of Taffy.
And
it's
so
Taffy
that leads to the next dog, whose name is...
Dugan. Also known as the Duganator.
This is... Why do I even open my mouth? In two minutes, we're going to be off the air. How did Dugan get his name?
Dugan already had his name. That was the thing. I had a housemate at the time named Dane, who was a wonderful guy. And Dane's...
The Great Dane. You had that kind of dog, too?
Well, Dane, when he was young, had a Great Dane. And he told me once, he had a rough family life. His mother had had him when he was, like, 16, and he had a kind of a very difficult stepfather who used to abuse the kids, and the Great Dane would stand between the little boys and the evil stepfather. So that was a good dog. Hmm. Meanwhile... He'd been kind of raised by his grandmother, who was a wonderful person who lived in Fort Worth, Texas. And at a certain point, he was always talking to his grandma. And at a certain point, his grandma moved away. No, his grandma passed away. That's what happened. His grandma passed away, and nobody wanted this little dog, Dugan. So he drove to Fort Worth and came back with Dugan, who was a dachshund mix. And a very, very good dog. 428-1393. It's Name My Puppy is the name of this fundraiser. And in order to see the puppy, in order to give it a name, you can go to radiocafe.org and check it out. We've got some great names so far. The number is 428-1393. Oh, we have another name, Puppiana.
Put these in alphabetical.
I'm doing it.
There's 17 P's, 1A, 1O.
And then, so here's what happened with the last dog, with the current dog. So, there's another dog.
I was waiting.
Okay. So,
No wonder you can't keep track of the names. You can't even keep track of the dogs.
I just have to say, this is the Name the Puppy fundraiser. The number is 428-1393. I know, but what if somebody just tuned in? They have to go to Radio Cafe. They have to stop everything they're doing and go to radiocafe.org and take a look at the puppy. Okay. So then I have some neighbors who are wonderful people, but they moved into an apartment. They had to move away. They came back after that, but they moved away for about a year to an apartment that where they couldn't keep a dog.
So this was another good opportunity for you to kidnap a neighbor's dog like you did with the other one.
It sort of worked out that way, but I didn't kidnap it. They gave it to me. What happened was a dog named Orejas, which means ears, and it's a long-haired, long-eared dachshund. It's a beautiful dog.
I agree.
And they left him with me and said, here, can you take our dog to the shelter because we can't keep him anymore? Well, I touched the dog's back, and the dog was in tremendous pain. He'd been injured in his back. So instead of taking him to the shelter, I took him to the vet, and I got his back taken care of, and I decided to keep him. And his name is Orejas. Well, I have a friend who is a non-Spanish-speaking person, and she couldn't pronounce Orejas. So Orejas morphed into Horatio.
So the story I'm hearing is a story of, I think, five different dogs.
Taffy, Milk, Honey, Dugan, and Orejas.
And sort of, you really only named two of them. And one of them when you were a little girl, so your parents probably helped.
Right.
And in one case, the other one you named, you had the name before the dog. Now I understand the whole predicament you're in. No wonder you can't come up with a name.
428-1393. I know, that's why I'm asking our listeners to come up with the name.
So how many do we have yet, 10?
Oreo, Pancake, Pickles, Pandela, Lulu, Panda, Pandiana, and Puppiana. 8.
No, wait a minute. I thought there was one that started with an A, like Autumn.
Oh, yeah, Autumn. Where did that one go?
Well, if only we put things in alphabetical order.
Autumn, Lulu, and Panda.
Yeah, but no, we're still
being... I know, I have to put them in.
Obstinate.
Obstinate. And, okay, so then...
Uh-oh.
First we had Milk and Honey and Dugan, and then we had Milk and Honey and Horatio, and then Honey, in February of this year, went to that great dog park in the sky.
So did my beautiful dog, Jem, like Gemstone.
Know.
I think they're up there playing now.
I certainly hope so. And if they're like you, they're playing real nice.
Mm-hmm.
428-1393.
But when I go, I won't be playing no harp. I'll probably be wearing my Bestest underwear to keep the heat away.
Your what?
Asbestos underwear.
You know, asbestos?
Asbestos as I can say it on the air this morning.
You know, that's just... Why don't you elaborate on exactly what you mean by that?
Well, you just never know which way you're going to go once you leave this world. I just figured I'd end up in Gallup.
It's so true. Okay. So then... Uh-oh. I have spent the last half a year with two dogs.
You spent the last half a year telling a story.
Horatio and Milk. And Horatio and Milk are good dogs. But one of them is 10 and one of them is about 14. And they're starting to act like old geezer dogs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's like, oh, the couch.
So in order to keep yourself young, you get a younger man.
So then I thought, you know, I want to get a puppy. And I've been going through some stuff. And it's like, I've been getting sort of curmudgeonly myself. And so then I thought, I'm going to get a puppy.
You ought to dig some holes and go to the neighbor's fence.
And then I thought, I shouldn't get a puppy now because I'm, you know, what if I travel? I've got so much going on. I've already got two dogs.
Christmas is coming. That's one extra little puppy treat you got to buy.
Christmas is, exactly. So then, about 2 weeks ago, I had to do an errand, and it was that day where all these I guess somebody had brought a gun to middle school, and there were all these police cars everywhere. I was trying to get to an appointment, and I couldn't get there because there were police cars everywhere. I couldn't, I mean, I had to, like, try 7 different routes to finally get to where I was going. I got there late, and then at the end, I was like, oh, I can't go back home because of all those police cars. So I drove down Airport Road the other way, and I thought, hey, the animal shelter is near here.
See? Fate plays a hand, or a paw.
Yeah, and then I ended up at the animal shelter, and I came home with Puppy.
So how did you go from going to the animal shelter and ending up with, like, what did you do, wander backstage to the dog pens?
Yeah. No, I went to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who haven't been there, is a wonderful place. They treat dogs really well. It's fantastic.
What do you mean? The dog checks you in when you come by to see him. There's always some boxer there that's like, how you doing, chum? We pretty much run the joint. I like that they have, if you have a dog, they have outdoor pens you can bring your dog and let him loose.
Yeah.
They're singular pens if your dog is not very socialized, or you can let him run with the pack on the other side. And that's even if you've never been to the shelter, never got a puppy from the shelter. But both my doggies and kitty cats have been adopted from that shelter.
Yeah, they've got wonderful, it's a wonderful place. They've got great dogs. And so then this little dog jumped up on me, and so now I have a dog. And it answers to Puppy.
I'm Puppy. Take me home and I can help you raise funds.
Now, another name has come in. Rascal, not Pascal.
Rascal.
I don't know if it's Rascal or Rascal.
I like Rascal.
I like Rascal, too. Rascal's a good name.
Remember that Disney show about the kid that had a raccoon and it was named Rascal?
Rascal. Okay, so it's Rascal.
I
just got a clarification. It's Rascal.
Okay.
428-1393.
So we're at like 10 names. Are they in alphabetical order?
I think so.
Can you please name them?
They're not... they're in as close as... Okay. Autumn, Lulu, Oreo, Pancake, Pickles, Pandela, Panda, Pandiana, Puppiana, and Rascal.
The three Pandela things should be before near to Pancakes. You got Pickles before them. Move Pickles behind the other three.
Okay.
You don't even know your alphabet.
Well,
I wonder you're having trouble naming dogs.
I'm doing the best I can. I'm telling you dog stories. We're talking to Robert Knott. We're actually speaking.
No, we're not. Robert Knott's sitting here like an idiot listening to your shaggy dog story that started Wednesday.
Well, it's over now. It's all over. Okay, so for those of you who are just tuning in for Speaking of the Arts, we're going to listen to a little spot right now. And while we're listening to that, you can call 428-1393. You can go to radiocafe.org. The fundraiser is called Name My Puppy. Take a look at the puppy. Suggest a name. Make a contribution to KSFR. Robert Knott is here standing by.
But you can contribute without contributing a name, right?
If you can contribute, and you don't have to contribute a name.
Because
we already
have
10. You can contribute because you like the Radio Cafe.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be right back. And we're back, speaking of the arts, with Robert Knott.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary Charlotte in the morning. She's talking about her puppies and the way they got their names.
Well, that was a nice little extemporized cute song.
Yeah, plus I made it up as it went along.
You're great. 428-1393, make a contribution to KSFR, and we want to check in with the control room and see if we have any thank yous. Okay, not sure. I think they might be retrieving dog names, puppy names. Okay.
Yeah, the phones are full at the moment, and I just got this really cute one. I'll send it to you with the spelling. It's part French, part English. Faux pas.
Oh my god.
Faux pas. What if the dog doesn't understand French?
Well, Mary Charlotte is, I don't know, trilingual or something like that. So why not have a puppy that's at least bilingual?
That's a really good point.
That's true. I forgot you were trilingual. Plus, you know three languages, don't you?
Yes, and I ride a tricycle.
Right. All right. Well, you know, Rascal came in from Denise Cope. And
that's a great dog name.
And I don't know if you saw Bodie or Bodie. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Bodie. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna read them all aloud because I'm so obedient to Robert Knott, I have alphabetized
just
them.
Just makes sense. So that way we keep track and we don't lose track with Pandela and Padella. And
I think they're actually alphabetized. Autumn, Bodie, Oreo, Lu. Oh, whoops.
Yeah. Oh, before L, huh?
Okay, wait a minute. Yeah, I gotta...
And they call me the chimp.
Autumn, Bodhi, Lulu, Oreo, Pancake, Panda, Pandela, Pandiana, Pickles, Puppiana, and Rascal.
We got 11. One more and we'll have an even dozen.
Okay.
And we also just have a couple things to Joe and Pat Fazell, as well as Anonymous.
Okay. Oh, thank you. 428-1393. If you go to radiocafe.org, you can see the little puppy who needs a name. And somebody is coming toward me with a piece of paper.
Okay, hopefully so, it's money.
Yeah, so there's...
It's not somebody with telling you that your car needs to be towed.
And no, I think there's names on it. So... Let's just do a moment of speaking of the arts. What's going on this weekend?
Oh, now you want to talk about the arts. I've been on the show for 45 minutes listening to the saga of your doggy life. The Royal Ballet of Cambodia is coming to the Lenzic Performing Arts. If anybody cares, it is the cover story in our excellent Pasta Tiempo this week. Take a look at page 28. Halloween's a week away. I don't think I'll be allowed on the show Halloween because I always try to pull hijinks like seeing the Monster Mash. Although if you have me on next Friday, then I'll be here. Because I'm dressing up as Groucho Marx all day next week.
Are you really?
Doing Groucho. I'm going dancing
that
night.
Oh, my God. That is so perfect.
To Groucho Marx. I'm going to
do everything.
You are
Groucho Marx.
I certainly say that magic word, and I'll give you a Dougie's name. Let me see. What do you want to know about tonight?
I want a puppy name. Okay, now go. Now I want to know what's going on tonight.
Zeppo, Groucho, Chico. There's a lot of theater going on. Good Night, Caroline, a farce over at Capitol High School. We got selected letters of George O'Keefe and Alfred Stieglitz at the Forgiving Theater, which is at Sorrel Sky Gallery, 125 West Palace Avenue. And you got the show Some Girls, directed by Gail Springer, 7 p.m. at St. Michael's Drive's campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, Greer Garson Theater Space, which is now sort of a theater in the round. But we were about to talk Halloween, and you got me distracted. There's a whole bunch of...
I got you distracted?
Yeah, there's like all these scary movies coming out next week. Like I think the Lenzic is playing Beetlejuice, and I think Jean Cocteau is playing The Exorcist, and I think I'm getting all the titles wrong. Well, Ghostbusters is at Jean Cocteau. It's the restored 30th anniversary. Do you like that movie?
Who are you going to call?
I'm going to call you, and I'm going to give you a dog name.
Ghostbusters.
Beetlejuice, Halloween night, 7 o'clock at the Lenzic. And I think... there's going to be the expanded director cut of The Exorcist, also at the Jean Cocteau.
Excellent. And I wanted to let people know I got a note from Kate Nelson saying that there's an event going on at the New Mexico History Museum in the classroom called Cameras from the Kitchen. Bring an empty coffee can, oatmeal box, potato chip can, as in Pringles, or shoebox with its lid, and we'll provide the rest to help you make your own camera obscura. See the world through a pinhole of light, a drop-in family-friendly workshop, part of the exhibit Poetics of Light Pinhole Photography, and it's free with admission, and Sundays are free to all New Mexico residents at New Mexico History Museum. And then on Wednesday, author Stephen Fried speaks on Fred Harvey, the Hotel Castañeda, and the future of the past railroad in New Mexico. That's Wednesday, October 29th at noon at the New Mexico History Museum. A free brain power and brown bag lunch lecture. Stephen Fried wrote the best-selling biography of Fred Harvey called Appetite for America. He's an expert on the legacy of Fred Harvey, the Harvey Houses, the Harvey Girls, and he calls his fellow Harvey House fans Fredheads.
Huh.
Okay. So let's see if we have any more puppy names. Oh my goodness, we do. Nellie Bly, True, and Ming Toy, because Ming Toy is a Chinese word for no name.
Put them in alphabetical order.
I'm trying.
You keep getting distracted. First you take calls, then you ask for money, then you get going on your dog stuff.
I'm trying to do public service.
Well, you can alphabetize it.
Okay.
El Dorado Arts and Crafts Fall Show is in town. St. John's United Methodist Church of Santa Fe is hosting this year 13th annual event. 1200 Old Pecos Trail. It's today, it's tomorrow. So that's the El Dorado Arts and Crafts Fair. It's 3 to 7 p.m. today, and tomorrow it is 9 to 5. The Halloween Comic Fest at Big Adventure Comics on Cerritos Road. Tomorrow, It's free Halloween-themed comic books for all ages. Show up in costume, you get a second comic book at no cost, and a third one with minimal of purchases. It's from noon to 7. And sticking with the Halloween theme, Santa Fe Botanical Gardens Community Day and Halloween Celebration. 715 Camino Lejo. Candy, pumpkin carving, free admission for people in costumes, 9 to 5 p.m. That's our Botanical Gardens at 715 Camino Lejo. With the Halloween at the Botanical Gardens, I wonder if like the plants are going to come to life and get you.
Maybe.
Huh.
I used to be scared of human-sized Venus flytraps.
Well, there's nothing to worry about unless you're a vegetarian.
But I didn't mean being one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's now the list of names.
I'll count.
First of all, for those who are just tuning in right now,
here we go again.
It's called Name My Puppy. You stop everything you're doing.
There we go again.
You go to radiocafe.org.
The boss is standing over your shoulder. You're supposed to listen to her. Go ahead.
You look at the puppy.
Uh-huh.
Then you call 428-1393, 428-1393. You make a contribution, and if you want, you suggest a name or names for the dog.
Okay, and so far we have roughly, let's hear them.
So here's what we've got. We got some new ones. Autumn.
One.
Bodie.
Two.
Faux Paw.
Oh, three.
Lollipop.
Oh, four.
Lulu.
Five.
Ming Toy, which is Chinese for no name.
Six.
My screen just cleared. Oh, here we go. Okay. Nelly Bly.
Seven.
Oreo.
Eight.
Pancake.
Oh, nine.
Panda.
Ten.
Pandela.
Let me see. 10 and 1. 11.
Pandiana.
Ran out of fingers here. I think that's 12.
Pickles.
13.
Poppy.
14.
Puppiana.
15.
Rascal.
16.
And True.
17. You think we can make 20 by the end of the show?
I don't know. It depends whether people call 428-1393. We have today, as every day, a $1,000 goal for the hour. And we are more than halfway there, so we're doing pretty well. But call up, if not to name the puppy, at the very least to make a contribution to KSFR, because that's what this is all about.
All right, it's your local live radio show. We do a whole bunch of fun stuff. They have me on once in a while. They forget about me. Then they let me out of my dungeon cellar and say, fundraising time, bring that baboon over. But really,
hey,
I'm a chimp.
You're Robert Knott. You're Groucho Marx.
Well, thank you.
You're the best.
I will be Groucho next Friday.
Did we do Cat of the Week?
And a dog show? You're going to do Cat of the Week?
I know.
Starting conflict. Go ahead.
Okay. This week's featured cat is Simba. He's an affectionate kitty and will greet his humans every time he sees them. He has boundless energy and loves to play. He's
to play.
A handsome boy with a soft short coat and brown tabby markings, and he's about 2 years old. If you're interested in adopting him, please call 505-316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
The cat has an email address?
Yes. And you can view him or any of the other cats available for adoption at fandfnm.org.
And he comes with his own name already prepared.
I know.
None of this picking up a dog anonymously, not knowing what to call him, and finding yourself asking listeners to chime in.
That's a lucky cat.
He'll be a lucky cat if he goes home with somebody.
He'll be a very lucky cat, but because he already has a name.
Simba's a good name.
Simba's a good name. It's spelled S-Y-M-B-A, Simba. All right, let's see if we've got any new names, and let's see if we've got any new calls. Pandora. That's a great name.
Put it in alphabetical order.
I'm trying so hard. Okay, it's in alphabetical order.
All right.
And
we have like 2 minutes
off.
Left. We got to run through all the names, so don't run out of time and then say goodbye, Robert. Not. We didn't get to the names again.
I know. I don't know if I'm going to pick one by the end, but I'll pick one by Monday.
Because you may do the show for one more day, right?
Yeah, we're probably, unless we get 100 calls in the next 10 minutes, which would be fine, we're probably going to be back on Monday because we haven't quite reached our $60,000 goal for this fund drive.
Okay.
So, 428-1393, name the puppy, and the puppy can be found at radiocafe.org.
So, by Monday, we'll have a name.
You don't have a name for... You didn't suggest a name.
I'm not going to... If you picked mine, people would say it's a fix. I suggested Scooby-Doo, Augie Doggie, Deputy Dog, Rin-Tin-Tin. I got nowhere.
I know, but you're... except for...
I suggest Groucho, Zeppo, Baba,
nothing.
I know,
but you're giving me all boy names, and it's a girl dog, and I'm sorry, but I gender differentiate.
Okay.
I do.
I threw out the Greek name. That got me nowhere.
Oh, Clytemnestra. Let me put that...
No, in. Don't put me down.
No,
that's
I'm
not fair.
In.
Do not put me down.
I'm putting it in. Not that I know how to spell it.
This is conflict of interest, me participating.
What is your interest in this?
If you pick this name, people are going to say, oh, that's a fix because he's on the show.
All right. Well, I'm putting it anyway.
You just want to add one more to the list.
I'm also adding Lassie before Lollipop.
Lassie is a girl name.
Lassie's a girl name. That's why I put it in.
Remember when they used to play the Lassie theme and we cried when we were kids?
Now, we...
You don't remember that? Uh-huh. Whenever Lassie came on, you would cry in front of the TV set?
No.
I did, and I'm a boy.
Oh, somebody called and said that they suggested the name Mike, as in microphone. That's a good dog name. Mikey.
Remember the TV show where the kid didn't want to eat the cereal and they gave it to Mikey?
I do.
So you remember that, but not Lassie, when it made you cry.
It didn't make me cry because I didn't watch it.
No wonder. I'm talking to somebody that didn't even watch the same show as me.
I know, but we grew up just miles away from each other.
Ah, we
watching
did.
Watching the same television stations.
Destined to never meet until years later on the radio.
That's so true.
Just two distant voices in the night.
Two children growing up in upstate New York public school districts.
So close and yet so far. We're looking for puppy name. I would like to recite all the names in a Dean Martin voice.
Would you like me to... Okay, another name came in. Skippy.
Skippy. Oh, Skippy. Oh, remember Skippy the Bush Kangaroo?
Skippy the Bush Kangaroo.
That was... See, there's a TV show we know.
Yep. And another one came in. Sugar Cookie.
Sugar Cookie. Well, that fits in with the milk and the honey and the taffy.
Well, you know, the thing about... The one good thing about Cookie... is that then you'd have milk and Cookie.
I had a dog named Cookie when I was a kid, and I loved her. I didn't give her name, but Cookie was beautiful. She was a German Shepherd mix.
The only thing is there's a lot of dogs named Cookie.
What are you going to do? Go out in the neighborhood and there's going to be confusion?
Yes, because the people who gave me Orejas moved back across the street, and now they have a dog named Cookie.
They probably came to get their dog back from you.
No, they come and visit all the time.
Yeah, probably under the fence.
428-1393 is the number at the KSFR Fund Drive, and it's Name My Puppy, KSFR.org. I'm sure I have some other Speaking of the Arts listings, but, oh yeah, I want to let people know that Opposite Books is hosting Melanie Smithson at 5 o'clock today with Stress-Free in 30 Seconds, a slightly irreverent approach to navigating life's challenge. Melanie Smithson is, she was always that one who was a little too happy, a little too optimistic, and maybe a little too full of herself. That's what it says here. I didn't write that. She may have tried to curb that at one point, but no more.
Huh.
So this is, that's Meet an Optimist today at 5 o'clock at Opposite Books. And then tomorrow at 5 o'clock, in the spirit of Halloween, they're hosting Ray John de Aragon with New Mexico Book of the Undead.
Yikes.
Goblin and Ghoul Folklore from,
hamana, hamana.
From the History Press, from the old coal mines near Raton, and the isolation of Isleta Pueblo to the peaks of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains and beyond.
I can peeks at the Sangre de Cristo any morning I want. It just peeks over my bedroom window and sees...
Ghouls and spirits lie in wait. Witches transform into vampire bats. Werewolves howl and the undead rise
stop,
with the light
stop.
Of the moon.
Stop, you're scaring me. Stop with the recitation. Go back to the
La Llorona walks the banks of the river and
she's
roads.
She's acting it out.
Her legendary and mournful
she's
cries terrifying anybody who crosses her path. And then on Sunday, October 26th at 2 o'clock, they're hosting an afternoon with Red Mountain Press featuring Kate Gale, Robin Hunt, Ron Cortege, and Gary Worth Moody. Kate Gale is managing editor of Red Hen Press, editor of the Los Angeles Review, and president of the American Composers Forum. She's quite an interesting person. Again, Sunday at 2 at Opposite Books. Robin Hunt, creative writer, studied at San Francisco State University, where she was a printer, owned a small bookstore, and read her poetry. Ron... I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Korchi? I don't know how to say it. But he teaches at Hamline University in their low residency MFA program for children's writing. And Gary Worth Moody was raised on farms and ranches in Texas and New Mexico and has worked as a forest firefighter and as a builder in the U.S. and Siberia. All that on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And what do we have from the control room?
Lots
we've got lots of dog names.
Yes, and more dog names.
Okay.
Thank Cody Livingston.
Thank you.
Suzanne Leder.
Yay, Suzanne. Hi.
And Will Chills.
Yay.
Andrea Terry, who gave Zuzu, which is a new name there.
Oh, yeah.
Karen.
I'm putting them all together. Okay. Okay.
Karen Lee, Pita.
Yay, Pita.
And Pita. And thanks to you, Mary Charlotte, from all the old animals at Kindred Spirits.
Oh, I love them.
And thanks to Zoe the dog and little orphan Annie the cat, who named Ming Toy.
Oh.
Jane Bernard Photography gave in True.
Oh, great.
Suzanne, I already mentioned. I think we've got that list covered there.
Okay.
You got them in alphabetical order?
I do have them, Robert, in alphabetical order. I didn't know you were such a...
Let's hear them one more time before we go off the air.
Had such a slide rule in your brain. Autumn.
Autumn.
Bodhi. Clytemnestra.
Yes, that one.
Faux pas.
Lassie.
Lollipop. Lulu. Mike, as in microphone.
Mike.
Ming Toy, as in Chinese for no name.
Ming Toy.
Nellie Bly.
Oreo.
Pancake.
Panda.
Pandella.
Pandiana.
Pandora.
Pandora.
Petunia. That's a new one.
Oh, Petunia. That's
a nice one. Pickles.
Pita.
Poppy.
Puppiana.
Rascal.
Skippy.
Sugar cookie. True.
Dun 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 dun. True.
And Zuzu.
Zuzu.
Now it's going to be an embarrassment of riches. I don't even know which one to choose.
Well, there's no need for you to be embarrassed. I'm the one that usually makes an idiot of myself on the show.
428-1393. Name the puppy. RadioCafe.org to see the puppy.
Name that puppy. Dun, yes. Dun, dun, an all new morning game show with Mary Charlotte.
And it's time to go.
Yeah, but I just started the theme song.
We haven't quite reached our $1,000 goal for the hour.
Well, we got 15 names. What do you want?
But we've come close and we have lots of names. Huh? So in right now, before the end of the show and by the end of the news, and I will come back at the end of the news with any last names that any...
Oh, now you want a last name.
No,
you got the first name, now you've got to ask for the last name.
Any more names that people have. Robert Knott is with us. Speaking of the arts, we didn't do a whole lot of speaking of the arts.
That's right. We talked about dogs and you went on endlessly. When am I coming back on again?
Whenever you want, my
really?
Dear.
You got yes. somebody out for Halloween?
If you want to come, come.
All right. Yeah, let me know. Send me a little note during the week.
428-1393. Is the KSFR Fun Drive. This is the Radio Cafe. Robert Knott is awesome as usual. This is KSFR White Rock Santa Fe Public Radio. And that's all I know.
And you're Mary Charlotte.
And I'm Mary Charlotte, and I've got a little dog that looks like a panda bear.
That is pretty.
That weighs 5 pounds. And so that's I went into the Mary shelter, Charlotte. And I said, how big is this dog going to be? And they said, oh, probably 40 pounds. And somebody said, no, probably 20 pounds. And somebody said, no, probably 15 pounds.
There you go again. All your dogs have a weight problem.
But then nobody knows what it is. And so then I saw a picture of its mother, whose name is Goose, as in Mother Goose. And
now you tell me. We could come up with fairy... If you'd said that in the beginning, we could have had fairy tale names.
Oh, yeah.
Like Little Red Riding Hood or Cinderella or... what's that one?
Rumpelstiltskin. Yeah. But that's a boy's name.
Okay, then what's the other one that starts with an R? Famous... fairy tales. I'm going to read those one of these
okay.
days.
Okay. Well, we'll look at fairy tale names. Meanwhile, 428-1393 and dog.
Dog.
Puppy.
Puppy.